Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I'm your host, David Guerra. Today is May 8th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, VE Day is celebrated as combat ends in Europe. The day before, German forces agree in France to an unconditional surrender. Also in 1945, the end of the Prague Uprising occurs in then Czechoslovakia, and today it is celebrated as a national holiday in the Czech Republic. In 1946, Estonian schoolgirls Aili Joji and Agida Pavel blow up the Soviet memorial that preceded the Bronze Soldier in Tallinn. In 1963, South Vietnamese soldiers of Catholic President Ngo Dinh Diem open fire on Buddhists, defying a ban on the flying of the Buddhist flag on Vesak. In 1970, the Hard Hat Riots occur in the Wall Street area of New York City as blue-collar construction workers clash with demonstrators protesting the Vietnam War. In 1972, during the Vietnam War, United States President Richard M. Nixon announces his order to place mines in major North Vietnamese ports in order to stem the flow of weapons and other goods to that nation. In 1973, a 71-day standoff between federal authorities and the American Indian Movement members occupying the Pine Ridge Reservation at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, ends with the surrender of the militants. In 1980, the eradication of smallpox is endorsed by the World Health Organization. In 1984, the Soviet Union announces that it will boycott the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles, California. In 1987, the Lofgol ambush occurs as the SAA kills 8 provisional IRA volunteers and civilians during an ambush in Lofgol, Northern Ireland. And on this day in 1988, a fire at Illinois' Bell Hinsdale Central Office triggers an extended 1AESS network outage, once considered the worst telecommunications disaster in U.S. telephone industry history. And to make matters worse, it occurred on Mother's Day. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, May 8th. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.